gentlemen of the House. House File 267 comes to us from the judicial branch. It's a simple bill. What it does is allows clerks of court to serve more than four counties and provides that people who become clerks of court need to establish an Iowa residence within 90 days instead of at the time of hiring. Madam Speaker, those are my opening comments.
There is an amendment. Clerk will call up the First Amendment.
Sorry, H1003 by McKean of Jones.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative McKean, for opening comments on H1003.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, friends and neighbors in the House. brings Iowa in line with the federal Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act, and I recommend that we vote for this bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Mills for closing comments on Senate File 208.
I would like to thank my subcommittee members, Representative Kurtz and Representative Maxwell, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Mills moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 208, a bill for increasing the maximum allowable length for a Stinger-steered automobile transporter be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Meyer of Polk votes aye. Kaufman votes aye. Sumbaugh votes aye. Steckman votes aye. Donahue votes aye. Best votes aye. Hall votes aye. Height votes aye. Hine votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 98. Those voting no, 0. Those absent or not voting, 2. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Seeing none, the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon, for opening comments on House File 419.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good afternoon, people of the House. House File 419 is a bill that provides title protection for the music therapist, designating that only music therapists can use the word music therapist in their title. Music therapy is the clinical and evidence-based of music interventions to accomplish individualized goals within a therapeutic relationship by a credentialed professional who has completed an approved music therapy program. Music therapists are independently certified through a certification board for music therapists after completing a bachelor's or master's degree, 1,200 hours of clinical training, a 6-month clinical training internship, and passing a national board exam. Also have to stay up to date with continuing education every year. So a credentialed music therapist will hold the initial credit or the credential MTBC, Music Therapist Board Certified. This bill does not license music therapists, it just protects the title music therapist. So that someone who is a music therapist, when you are paying for a music therapist, you're getting a certified music therapist. Madam Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Nielsen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening, members of the House. Would Representative Bacon yield to a question?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes, I will.
You are in order.
Representative Bacon, do you happen to have your harmonica with you?
Do I have my harmonica with me?
Yes.
No, thank goodness I don't.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I was really hoping that he did because I rather enjoyed his example of how great music therapy can be to lift the spirits in our committee meeting, and I would encourage everyone to support this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I've been working on this bill for several years. As when I first heard of music therapy, I didn't think much of it. I'd never heard of it. It didn't sound like it was anything that would interest me. But this had a profound impact on me as I watched music therapists in my district in nursing homes bring light back into the eyes of individuals with dementia and Alzheimer's. And that had an impact on me that's obviously led to where we are today. They go through a lot to become a music therapist, as Representative Bacon so eloquently put, all the different tiers that they have to go through to become one of these, and this bill protects this very important title protection. So I want to thank Representative Bacon for running it, my majority leader for putting this bill on the calendar, and for all of you for entertaining this debate tonight. Thank you very much.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I, too, would like to thank you for introducing this bill, and Representative Kaufman, I've had great experiences working with groups that these individuals have helped improve their
an act requiring for the notice of Department of Transportation regarding certain registered aircraft be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now, shall the bill pass? All those in favor, it's passed, shall vote aye. Those opposed, shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Kaufman votes aye. Best votes aye. Zumba votes aye. Jacoby votes aye. Wessel Crichel votes aye. Moore votes aye. Votes aye. Canusa votes aye. Wheeler votes aye. Hall votes aye. Brink votes aye. Donahue votes aye. Converse votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Those absent are not voting, 4. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago, Representative Gassman, for opening comments on House File 560.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 246, which is identical to House File 560.
Are there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago for opening comments on Senate File 246.
Okay, Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate File 246 comes from the Iowa Student Aid Commission. It deals with the All Iowa Opportunity Scholarship. Current law. Establishes the age of eligibility for applicants to be 18 through 23, and for those who apply as eligible surviving children under the age of 26 or 30 if they are veterans. This bill strikes those age limits. Some students age out before they finish their degree. This will help them finish their degree if not finished by current age restrictions. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I served on the subcommittee of this particular bill. The All Iowa Opportunity Scholarship is actually the only scholarship that all sectors of higher education can apply for, can qualify for. And one of the components is certainly to support our foster care students that are going on to higher education. Next, it is the surviving children of public safety workers. And third are individuals that are participating or have participated in TRIO programs. And fourth, then, as far as priority of being served, are anyone else that meets the need-based requirement that are attending the Regent Universities, our community colleges, or our Iowa tuition grant recipients. The one thing that I would just say in regard to this is that we are about $10 million short in funding in this particular bill. There's no funding in it, but we only get partway through the TRIO students and don't even have the opportunity to fill that component only because there's such a high demand that it's on first come, first serve basis. So just a little advocacy for additional funding in this particular grant, but I do support the bill, and I urge my colleagues to do so as well.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago for closing comments on Senate File 246.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my subcommittee members, Representative Moore and Representative Winkler, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Winnebago moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 246, a bill for an act relating to the requirements of eligibility under all Iowa scholarship program being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor, it's passed, shall vote aye. Those opposed, shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Wessel Crichel votes aye. objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this time, please recognize Representative Mitchell for House File 600, Representative Ann Meyer for House File 517, Representative Jacobson for House File 651, Representative Losey for House File 678, Representative Losey again for House File 723, Representative Tom Moore for House File 701, and Representative Carlson for Senate File 230.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry, Representative Mitchell, for opening comments on House File 600.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 333, which is identical to House File 600.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry, Representative Mitchell, for opening comments on Senate File 333.
Senate File 333 is the non-substantive code editor's bill. This bill is submitted each year by the Iowa code editor to make changes which are minor and are considered to be non-substantive and non-controversial. I'll take any questions.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confress.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I love that freshmen got to work on this bill. I believe that is part of our hazing ritual, so I appreciate it, but we did take it seriously, and it did. I do want to once again thank Leslie Hickey and her staff.
House File 651.
Are there objections? Seeing none, the chair recognizes, so ordered, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie for opening comments on Senate File 558.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate File 558 allows domestic surplus line insurers to offer surplus lines insurance in the state. I'd like to thank my subcommittee members, Representative Olson, Representative Landon. These conclude my opening remarks.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I served on the subcommittee on this bill, and it is a good bill for Iowa, and I would ask your support.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Pottawatomie moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on his passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 558, a bill for an action relating to the requirements of the domestic surplus lines insurers.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Meyer Pope votes aye. State votes aye. Brink votes aye. Abdul Samad votes aye. Hall votes aye. Thorup votes aye. Redding Marquardt votes aye. Bloomingdale votes aye. Wessel Crichel votes aye. Donahue votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 99. Those voting no, 0. Those absent or not voting, 1. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Hearing none, the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, for opening comments on House File 678.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 678 establishes a new code section that deals with defects in new residential construction. There is a conforming amendment.
The clerk will call up the First Amendment.
H1105 by Losey of Polk.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, for opening comments on H1105.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. With the Senate conforming amendment, it simply simplifies some language describing one of the possible responses by the contractor to the homeowner's notice that's described in the bill. And those are my opening comments with respect to the amendment.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, the gentleman from Polk moves the adoption of H1105. All those in favor shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the amendment is adopted. We are now back on House File 678. Chair recognizes gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 532 for House File 678.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, for opening comments on Senate File 532.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate File 532, as I mentioned, establishes a new code section with respect to defects in new residential construction. It provides that before commencing a class action lawsuit for the property damage related to construction defect, a homeowner must provide notice of that defect to the contractor and provide that contractor with the opportunity to inspect the property. They provides for a process then where the contractor must respond to the notice with an offer either to repair the defect or pay for the defect and provide notice that or provide notice that it would do neither. The homeowner must then either accept the offer or reject the offer, and if it rejects the offer, they can proceed with a class action lawsuit. The ultimate goal of the bill is to reduce litigation, and especially class action litigation, and to make the homeowner more whole more quickly and more fully as opposed to through a class action. Those conclude my opening remarks with respect to the bill.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes gentleman Polk, Representative Losey, for closing comments on Senate File 532.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to thank Representatives Brian Meyer and Representative Poshtian for their work and input on this bill, and I move the House File 723 is brought to us by the Iowa State Bar Association. There is a conforming amendment on this as well.
Clerk will call up the amendment.
H1110 by Losi of Polk.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for opening comments on H1110.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The bill provides for a transition period between the old law that this bill is about and the law that is taking its place. That transition period has been extended by the Senate by 6 months at the request of the Secretary of State. Those are my opening remarks with respect to the amendment.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, the gentleman from Polk moves the adoption of H1001110. Excuse me. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are back on House File 723 as amended. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losi.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 569 for House File 723.
Are there objections? Seeing none, the chair, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for opening comments on Senate File 569.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate File 569 is brought to us again by the Iowa State Bar Association. It modifies the current code related to series limited liability companies with uniform language regarding protected series limited liability companies with language from the Uniform Law Commissioners. The bill provides a new method for filing for these LLCs that will provide the Secretary of State greater administrative awareness of these series LLCs, which is not in the current code. These provisions better clarify the vertical and horizontal liability shields, which are the hallmarks of LLCs. As I mentioned, there is a transition period between the old Series LLC Act and the new Protected Series LLC Act, that extends that transition period until July 1st of 2021. And those conclude my opening remarks with respect to the bill.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Representative Losi has done a good job of explaining what this bill does. It does provide for greater public awareness, more open filing visibility on these transactions, and I would ask for your support.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for closing comments on Senate File 569.
Thank you. I would like to thank Representatives Olson and Poston for their work and input on this bill as well, and I'd move the bill.
The gentleman from Polk moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on this passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 559, a bill for an act relating to the business entities by providing for different types of limited liabilities companies and the dissolution of limited liability companies and including effective date and provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor, as passed, shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Meyer Polk votes aye. Mitchell votes aye. Brink votes aye. Grassley votes aye. Abdul Samad votes aye. Have you all now voted? Hall votes aye. Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 99, no, 0, absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Seeing none, the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass, Representative Moore, for opening comments on House File 701.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the House, this bill, House File 701, states that cities and counties shall not adopt or enforce any ordinance, regulation, or restriction that would prevent the continuance of the property owner's lawful nonconforming use that existed relating to pre-existing homes. There are 4 exemptions to this change, and those exemptions would deal with safety of the property, if the property was discontinued, a different usage of the property, or any obstructions that that property might obtain. Madam Speaker, those are my opening comments. There are amendments. to homes that can be replaced in these non-conforming facilities. Those are my opening comments.
There is an amendment. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H1121 by Nielsen of Johnson.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Nielsen, for opening comments on H1121 to H1081.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. This amendment deals with something that is happening
Mitchell and Representative Nielsen, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Cass moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 701, a bill for an act relating to the continuance of lawful pre-existing non-conforming uses of manufactured modular mobile homes and on-site building units as enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor, if it passes, shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. Clerk will open the machine and record your vote.
Thursday, April 4th at 8:30 a.m.